With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has planned to renovate the two golf courses at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Over the past 10 months, the president has kept busy with plans to refurbish the Kennedy Center and build a massive White House ballroom. And now he's overseeing upgrades and renovations at the Joint Base Andrews golf courses. On Saturday, he took an aerial tour with golf pro and friend Jack Nicklaus.
Jack will be the architect and he'll design it. Two existing courses that are in very bad shape.
He claimed the military's base recreational facilities have been destroyed through lack of maintenance. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning before the game against the University of South Florida.
UAB says both wounded players are hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. The university has not released the names of those involved, but county jail records show authorities have arrested UAB offensive lineman Daniel Mincy. They've charged Mincy with assault and attempted murder.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Talks between Ukraine and its Western allies on a U.S. proposed peace plan to end Russia's invasion are underway in Geneva today. The head of the Ukrainian delegation, Andrei Yermak, says they first held a meeting with national security advisors from the U.K., France, and Germany. Next up, the U.S. delegation, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, and Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy. Pressure is increasing for the former Prince Andrew to give evidence to a U.S. congressional committee investigating convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after Britain's prime minister suggested that he probably should testify. This is SRN News. The Russian crackdown on religious freedom continues. Three more Baptist churches have been shut down for failing to register with the government. Those congregations are members of the Council of Baptist Churches, which has never registered with the government and vows never to do so. The Russian regime has been moving against all unregistered religious groups in the past 2 years, passing new restrictions on their actions. Only the Russian Orthodox Church, which has close ties to President Vladimir Putin and his regime, appears to be enjoying true religious freedom in the country these days. Entrepreneur Richard Gamble has broken ground on an architectural landmark that is expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, with a price tag of $59 million, will not, however, carry any of the familiar Christian icons. Instead, its signature design is that of a Mobius strip. Gamble says, quote, "We live in a country where Christianity has pretty much been put on mute." This is SRN News. Scientists excited about a new comet that's been streaking through our solar system.
NASA's unveiled close-up pictures of an interstellar comet that's making a quick tour of our solar system.
It's a small, natural, solid body that is a combination of rocky and icy material that evaporates as it gets warm.
NASA's Amit Kshatriya.
It looks and behaves like a comet and has, and all evidence points to it being a comet. But this one came from outside the solar system.
And that's what's so exciting and scientifically important.
This is only the third interstellar object like this that humanity has ever found.
The likelihood is it came from a solar system older than our own solar system itself.
NASA's Tom Statler says 3I Atlas may offer a window into the deep past. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today is Sunday, November the 23rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Franco Nero. He was in Django, Camelot, and lots of spaghetti westerns. You've probably seen him. He's 84. This is SRN News.